On Thursday, a world-famous Stradivarius violin, missing for 35 years, was returned to its rightful owners thanks to a Pittsburgh violin maker. 90.5 WESA's Margaret Krause has the story.
Behind the locked door of master violin maker Philip and Jan's shop, his dog Coco monitors the passers-by on Penn Avenue. Copies of the Strad magazine, essential reading for the string music world since 1890, hang on the wall.
Every day I get phone calls, emails about, oh, I found the Stradivarius in the attic. And of course, it normally turns out to be some fake.
Normally. But when a woman contacted Njan to appraise a violin she inherited from her ex-husband, Njan confirmed it was indeed a Stradivarius. Unfortunately, the instrument had been stolen from renowned violinist Roman Totenberg 35 years ago.
I've had probably over 100, 150 of them in my hands, so when I see a Stradivarius, I know it.
When the violin was stolen, one of my sisters called and said, "Are you all right, Daddy?" And he said, "Yeah, I just lost my arm." And that's the way it felt to him. It was his right arm.
Nina Totenberg, NPR's legal affairs correspondent, is one of Roman's daughters. After a concert in Cambridge, Massachusetts, the Ames Stradivarius violin, as it was known, was stolen from his office. The violin had been her father's musical partner for 38 years.
It took my father a long time to make that violin sing up to full potential, he said. It took him about 20 years before he got its full voice and knew how to use it in the best possible way.
And Jayan says he's glad he recognized the violin instead of having it wind up in someone's private collection and hidden for another generation.
Stradivari developed the violin model to be one of the most ultimate sound-producing boxes ever made. These instruments obviously deserve to be heard so we can have, it's the litmus test sort of what great sound is.
And Jayan would know. He made his first violin at 13 and worked as a violin maker and restorer in Italy, France, Germany, and Austria before returning to the United States. Over the last 15 years, he's discovered Pittsburgh's violin makers. And Jane refers to Frenchman Gabriel Marc Francois as the father of the school and has the first violin he made here.
They're as good, if not better, than any of the instruments being made in Europe at the time.
But no matter how well an instrument is made, and Jane says it suffers from disuse.
You know, the more it's being played, the better the instrument will sound. It's going to respond quicker and better, just like muscles that are being used.
Roman Totenberg Stradivarius lay idle for years.
Oh, it's my phone. Sorry. Every phone in the place is ringing with friends and people who know us and knew him, and it's just an amazing experience.
When Njan recognized the Stradivarius for what it was, he alerted the FBI's art theft team, who returned the instrument to the Totenberg family today in a ceremony at the U.S. Attorney's Office. They intend to restore and sell it. Totenberg says she's sad the violin was closeted for so long.
I think that the man who stole it, Philip Johnson, in the end got no joy from it. It's an O. Henry story of stealing something that you think you have to have and having it instead be ruinous for you.
Asked what it would be like to hear someone else play the violin, Totenberg pauses.
God, I don't know. I just know it has to be played again by another performer. And it may not be the same. I'm sure it won't be exactly the same. But I look forward to hearing it sing again.
For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Margaret J. Krause.